Jake Sullivan claims history will be kind to Joe Biden after policy failures. By Wendell Hasebo on December 30, 2024. Jake Sullivan, President Joe Biden's national security adviser, believes the president succeeded in so many ways that history will be kind to him. Under Biden's leadership, America suffered the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, soaring inflation, the weaponization of justice, the prosecution of political opponents, and a gridlocked Congress unable to solve the nation's woes. Russia also invaded Ukraine, and millions of migrants poured over the United States' southern border. Homelessness grew 18% in 2024 alone, fueled by rising prices and a surge of migrants, according to Biden's own Department of Housing and Urban Development. Only 19% of Americans are satisfied with Biden's America, a Gallup poll found last week. Sullivan claimed it will take many, many years for Biden's purported accomplishments to bear fruit. The president has been operating on a time horizon measured in decades, while the political cycle is measured in 4 years. Sullivan, one of the few aides who reportedly had access to Biden, told The Washington Post on Saturday. How to govern at this moment to set the U.S. up for long-term success is one answer, and how to govern to deal with midterm and presidential elections in the very short term might have a different answer, he said. The president went with doing the things that really put America in a strong position. The Post's reporter Tyler Pager tried to support Sullivan's claims. He cited draconian COVID rules, economic accomplishments, and backing the brutal Ukraine-slash-Russian war. The claims of success appear to be fueling revisionist history. Biden should have run on his record and not dropped out of the presidential race, critics of the president told the Post. He accomplished a hell of a lot in a very difficult situation, former Senator Ted Kaufman, DITA, told the Post. Coming in after Trump with a bad economy, he still pulled people together. He did all this on infrastructure, and all the stuff he did with a one-vote majority in the Senate. Joe Biden did it with one vote. Many Democrats are still trying to figure out why they lost to Trump. They float many theories. Some of the theories include placing blame on inflation or suggesting Black and Hispanic voters voted for Trump instead of Vice President Kamala Harris because they are misogynists. According to research by the far-left group Navigator Research, the Democrat Party leaders were too focused on diversity and elitism. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.